Okay, Chairman Nielsen.
Present.
Commissioner Jacobson.
I'm here.
Commissioner Bateman.
I see him.
Okay. Commissioner DeCaro.
I'm here.
Commissioner Parrish.
Present.
Commissioner Orton. Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Vicki. I'll call this special meeting of the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission to order. This, we're doing it virtually as we have in the past pursuant to the governor's executive order for precautionary measures because of the COVID virus. So we have one matter on the agenda is to review a proposed rule change. We were not ready to do that last commission meeting. So is Angela with us?
I am, Commissioner.
Okay, do you want to go ahead?
Certainly. For your consideration today is R82-6-602 on-premise banquet reporting requirements. This is an existing rule that was pulled off of the July advisory board meeting for some additional discussion between the department and Zane Holmquist, who is an advisory board member representing the banquet catering licensees. Margaret and Aaron and I met with Zane virtually to discuss some changes, and the new rule, the new proposed rule in front of you is the product of that collaboration. Currently, state statute requires banquet catering licensees to provide the department with advance notice of scheduled banquets in accordance with rules made by the commission. Also, statute requires banquet catering licensees to make and maintain the records that the commission or the department requires. The policies behind the statute and the rule are to provide both the department and law enforcement of advance notice of banquets to enable random compliance checks. Additionally, HB 399 created a new type of banquet event known as a privately sponsored event, so we needed to address this new type of banquet in rule. Highlighted changes would be the removal of the requirement for quarterly banquet reports, mostly because plans change frequently within the 3-month time period. And when coupled with the burden of notifying the department of any events that were scheduled after the quarterly report was submitted, it was burdensome on many licensees, and we were finding that a good number of them were not in compliance in that regard. The rule also requires licensees to provide electronic notice 14 days in advance of any scheduled banquets or immediately upon booking any of those events if there are less than 14 days left between the time it's booked and the time it's scheduled to be held. Additionally, we are requiring licensees to provide electronic notice of cancellations and modifications at the time that those changes are made. The prior version of the rule had no provision requiring notification regarding cancellations, and so obviously we don't want to waste law enforcement's time giving them a list of banquets if they've been canceled. The last major change would be for large events of more than 500 anticipated attendees. We're requiring the licensees to provide the control measures that they will utilize to prevent minors from obtaining alcohol, to prevent uninvited guests from attending a private event, and to prevent non-ticketed guests from attending a privately sponsored event. Those are the major changes. This rule passed out of the advisory board meeting last Thursday favorably with no issues.
Questions for Angela? Angela, I'm assuming now that this, with your consultation with Zane, who seemed to have the most issues with it, that we're okay as far as he is concerned?
Yes, and in fact, Zane moved to approve the rule in terms of sending it to the formal rulemaking process.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. Okay, I will, if we have no questions, I will entertain a motion that we approve this rule for submission for formal rulemaking. Do we have such a motion?
I'll move, Jacobson.
Do we have a second?
Second, Orton.
Thank you. Are there any further other matters to come before us? Hearing none.
No, but You do need to take a vote.
Oh, yes. We need to take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. I get in such a hurry to adjourn, I forget sometimes. Anyway, if there are no other matters to come before us, I will stand in adjournment. I thank you all for taking a moment or two for joining.